this whole thing, we look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
You already know what time it is. We're Over the Top, the podcast with your host, Damon Hicks. You already know the father, the entrepreneur, the investor, the leader, the philosopher, all above. Stop playing with me. Let's get into it. Tap in. All right, so I'm back with another one with Over the Top, the podcast, man. I'm your host, Damon Hicks. And as y'all know, I always bring a special guest to bring the knowledge, the information, the game. Man, I was so excited to bring her on here because all the things that she do. I'm going to let her introduce herself real quick. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. What's going on? Thank you so much, Damon, for having me on.
Absolutely.
And I'm so excited to just be here. I'm your girl, the polished lady. And no, I do not do nails. Sorry to disappoint you ladies out there. But I actually interview Black entrepreneurs, promote their businesses and their brands on my YouTube platform. And definitely social media marketing. I'm an influencer, host,
talk that talk.
And mother to the polished prince.
Talk that talk. Hey, so yeah, from Indianapolis, we doing this. I'm glad to have you on here. Y'all, listen, y'all know I usually freestyle and ask the questions, but I literally had to bring out the notebook and write down some questions.
What?
Cause, yeah, absolutely. But so we're going to get straight into it, man. I want to know, how did you start off doing what it is that you do? And can you go a little detail about what it is that you actually do and some of the events that you then went to?
Absolutely. So one, I want to start. My whole business is based off of a no. I was working at the radio station, the local radio station, in the promotions department. So I'm at the bottom of the bottom, right? And I'm telling it, one, we had our anniversary coming up and they were going to have a women's panel. And I was like, yo, I totally want to host. I want to moderate that conversation. And our general manager, he was like, no. He said no, and I was just in shock. You know what I'm saying? I was just like in shock, and he said, who follows you on? And then he says, and who will come to see you? Those two questions had me up.
Told you I would have been mad about that.
That same night, I started my YouTube platform, and then I was at that, and then in the morning, y'all had a video posted on my YouTube channel saying, hey, y'all, it's your girl, the polished lady. I'm charging $35 for an interview. Come
talking
see
talk,
me.
Talking you know talk early saying? In the game. Was that your first video?
Yes. It's still up there. It's still up there. I was in the hotel room. Actually, it was the weekend of Indianapolis Black Expo, and so I was moderating their youth summit, but they had paid for my hotel and everything. And I was like, man, well, if IBE can have me moderate, why my own job don't see the value in me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I kind of just started from there. And I've always been about the community and being around legends like B Swift. You know, using his voice, he's able to like empower other people. So that's definitely something I wanted to do. I thought I had to be on the radio to do that, but I was able to create my own platform, and I'm very proud of everything that's come, the work that has come out of it. So going back to your question about some of the things that I have done, I've actually got to do an interview with BMF Stars. So you guys, Stars invited me out to Atlanta.
Where can they find that at?
It's definitely on my YouTube platform. Okay. So it's The Polished Lady. It's all one word, spelled how it should be spelled. That's THEPOLISHEDLADY. Okay, y'all. So I just let y'all know.
Break it down for
them. You know what I'm saying? Go follow me on subscribe to all of my platforms. Definitely do that so you can catch the tea.
So I want to ask you this. I speak about a lot of procrastination on my on my podcast. And so I want to know what took you from them telling you no to literally executing on it. What you said, it was the next day? Or was it the next
week? It was really that night, but in the morning y'all had a video, you know.
what put you in the mindset to execute on that?
I really always been a talker, but I feel like if you don't show up as who you want to be, then where will you go? You'll go nowhere. You'll be still. And so I didn't want to be in stillment. I wanted to be in locomotion.
Now, you're right. So, are you from Indianapolis, Indiana?
Absolutely. Born
and raised. Oh, let's go. Hey, look. Snapchat, this is, I love it. See, I love it. And I love to bring people in here. And look, y'all, I've been a fan of hers. And that's what I say about Indianapolis, Indiana. I've been a fan of hers and just been watching the things she's been doing. And eventually, I think I had ended up reaching out. But I always tell people, like, I'm a fan of you. I love the work that you do. Went to your YouTube and tapped into all of that.
And book services, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He put that paper down.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I support you. Got to support your black. People say that support you, but don't never spend that money with her. Even though we friends and we know each other, that don't mean that she don't have to charge me or I don't have to charge her. Soon she put her thing down, I paid it. Hey, let's go.
We was in there.
Yeah, get to it. But I want to ask you this. How did you develop that confidence that you have when speaking to people? Because speaking to people ain't easy.
Absolutely. And to keep it all the way 100 with y'all, I'm going to give y'all that real, okay? So I was in speech therapy classes all the way from elementary school all the way up into high school year at NC. And I always had a lisp, and I was like, I'm kind of shy. But when I went to college, that was really my first time at Indiana State University. It was my first time being away from my parents and making my own decisions and stuff like that. And there was really like, if you don't go to school, nobody's going to force your hand to. Nobody's going to walk you down to the class.
Right.
So the reason that I'm so free with my voice now, it definitely came from another dark time in my life. I actually went through a whole bullying situation at ISU, where it was so bad to the point where they had to separate us in dorm rooms. I had certain hours I could go to the cafeteria, just common areas. I was isolated and I was put to myself. And one of my professors, she asked me, why would you let somebody dim your light when you shine so bright, when they not even applying the pressure that you applying just by showing up every day.
Right. Damn.
And so when she said that, shout out to Dr. Jefferson, because she really changed my whole life and my whole black perspective.
Woman.
Yes. Definitely.
Black woman. Shout out to that black woman.
Yes. Yeah. So she really changed my whole life with that. And I was like, you know what? I cannot be quiet no longer. Like I was not very vocal in middle school, high school. I really just became this way probably in college, because I remember a CNN segment and they were covering President Barack Obama and saying how they were criticizing him for getting on Air Force One because he was waving at the American people because he had a teacup in his hand. A teacup, y'all. Come on. And I was like, y'all really wasting national television to say that he's disrespectful to our country? So if that was, and they have millions, billions of viewers every day. And I was like, I have to be a positive voice for our African-American people. I have to show everybody doing their positive thing, even if it's just them waking up in the morning. Mm-hmm. What's your story? What's going on with you? And how can I spread that information to the polished people? Y'all in the tribe, I'm just letting y'all know.
Hey, absolutely. So what advice would you give to the young ladies and men that's listening on building their confidence?
Definitely seek questions about yourself. Like before you question somebody else or judge another situation, I would definitely, like, because it's times where I still have to go into the mirror. I'm talking about when I wake up in the morning, I'm brushing my teeth, I'm looking at myself, I'm like, man, you gonna do good today, man, you gonna do great things. Self-talk, mirror talk, all of that is keys. It's stuff that I learned when I was at, yes, affirmations. It was stuff I would learn in COD. I was in all those programs. I was in Harvest Girls International. A lot of my mom kept me busy when it came to just go. And she wanted me to make new friends. But instead, I was learning like life lessons that I'm glad I'm able to apply now.
Right. And so with all the things that you've been doing as far as like interviewing things, how would you go about, like, what's your advice on networking and getting yourself out there? Because a lot of people are afraid of networking and going to events. I was actually, 2 years ago, I literally wasn't going to no events, but I jumped out.
Which is crazy because you got so much knowledge. Like, yeah. I'm not even listening to you right now.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, but no, for real, it's kind of funny that you say that. Networking, you're doing it by just saying hi to somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's really not a hard concept, but you make it harder than it has to be. Like, literally say hi to somebody or ask them, what do you have going on? But let me tell you a secret. a secret that I feel like a lot of people are stuck in this one mind frame of, if you want to network and you go to a spot looking for the people you already know, are you really growing? Because you already know them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, move past those people you already know. They'll be there for you if they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But definitely, when I go into a room and I don't know people, I'm never afraid. But I'm more so like, I just got to meet the next person. What's going on? Y'all got to feel this energy that I'm bringing. And I just would recommend that you guys say hi. What do you do? This is what I do. Work on your elevator pitch and show up.
Got a story about your first experience at an event?
Ooh, my first experience.
Do you remember it?
It's been so many.
Let me tell y'all mine real quick.
It's been so many.
The first event I went to was last year, actually, when I started going to events. And this event, it wasn't a lot of our kind there. So when I went in there, I was nervous. I wasn't talking to nobody, networking with nobody, or none of that. But what I realized is it made me more comfortable to go into the next one. So I went to the next one. I was a little bit more loose.
Chill.
Spoke to a couple more people. Went to the third one. Went to that fourth one. Hey, how y'all
What's
doing?
Going on?
Yeah. But nah, so with as far as like everything that you do, what would you say would be the hardest thing as far as like,
in my field?
Yeah, interviewing people.
Okay, I want to go back. Can I go back and ask the other question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I just thought about it. I was sitting here thinking. I was like, you know what? He got a point. I remember being at ISU. I didn't go there anymore.
It's your first event?
Yep, okay. It was my first event. But one of the professors over the program of communications, Dr. Josh Powers, he was like, Keela, you speak so well. And every time you speak, you like give me chills. And I was like, what are you talking about? You're a doctor. You got this big old degree. I'm trying to get my college degree. And he was like, hey, I want you to speak to the board of the school board. And like, these are the people who make the decisions on how you get your scholarships and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to give you an honorarium for those at home, because a lot of people of our complexion do not know what an honorarium. I did not know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what an honorarium?
Nah, library.
It's like a stipend. It's like a stipend. So it's free money. Like, they just want to bless you for showing up and doing what you want to do. When I tell you that this man, Or the college of Indiana State University, they paid me $500 to speak for 20 minutes about what I thought.
Woo! You got his number.
I ain't talked to Dr. Powers in a minute, but, you know, I need to send a follow-up email. How you been? How you been? I just showed up in his office and he was like, Keely, you really have something powerful to say. And I never thought about it from that perspective. And when I was doing that school board, he actually, again, they paid for the travel for me to come back home to Indianapolis. And then I was speaking in a room full of counselors. So they did it twice, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting over here thinking like, wow, I'm on the agenda. I'm on the itinerary to speak to counselors, teachers, people who are on school boards about what my experiences are. And I'm like, oh, I should be shy, right? But I'm like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, what's up? Because when you're doing things and moving with good intentions and pure intentions, you're not gonna fail. You're gonna succeed. You're really gonna fly past what you thought. You know what I'm saying? So just show up and make sure you're saying hi. Let everybody know your name, because you don't want them to just say your name when you pass away or something tragic happens to you. You feel me?
So would you say you found your purpose?
Ooh, yes.
That's a good one.
Yes, I found my purpose. My purpose is definitely uplifting, spreading love and light about the African-American community, or just anywhere I go. I definitely want to be that positive light you see. A lot of times when you see me out in the community or just at an event and stuff, I'm wearing either my yellow. I don't have on too much yellow today, but I got on my brand. Right. Shout out to me. You know what I'm saying? I wear the yellow because it is a color that reminds you of happiness. It reminds you, a lot of people I ask people, like, what do you think about me? You know, that's a hard question for some people to digest.
Want me to give you mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, I think you energetic. Mm-hmm. You bring a lot of life. You done brought a lot of energy into this room right here. The people that's listening to it, I know y'all feel the energy. You definitely can hear it and feel it. You're going to be able to feel it if you're watching it. But yeah.
And once you, and when you meet me in real life, I'm totally like this. I'm like this, like this. This ain't no, this ain't no act. This is like, hi, I woke up this morning. This is gonna be a great day. Like that's how I'm coming with it. And I appreciate you for saying the same things.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I feel like I found my purpose because the more and more that I kept interviewing when I was doing those $35 interviews, the more and more I kept showing up to events and just pressing record on my iPhone. Like a lot of people didn't know that I didn't have a computer, no MacBook, no Chromebook, no none of that. I just had my iPhone 6 and I was trapping off the iPhone, honey. I'm talking about iMovie, baby. That's how all my interviews got edited back in the day.
I'm happy
you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
a lot of people like, don't work with what they got now. You know what I'm saying? They make
now
so
that's
many,
a gym right there.
They make so many excuses of why they not doing what they do. Like I including me, I've done it before, saying, oh, I'm gonna do this when I get this. I use what you got now. I just was talking about that in one of the episodes.
Definitely, definitely. And just the more and more I show up, the more and more opportunities, blessings, and people are just like, you know what? You really got something. And I feel moved. And it's kind of strange to me when older, like people who are older than me, I'm thinking like, no, you the OG. They like, no, you got it. And I feel I feel happy to know you, or just like you inspire me to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, you want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
Because you be taking actions. That confidence, people feed off that. When they see you going after what you trying to go after, and it's like, dang, look at the confidence. Like, she just going for it. I think that's what inspires people, you know? So I got a question, too. I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm mad at her, y'all. She didn't bring the yellow mic, but she run the mic. But she run the mic. But what was the inspiration behind the yellow mic, and like, how did you create just your brand now that you have?
Okay, so the yellow microphone. People get upset. The Polished People Tribe are upset, and exactly what I just said. You see how he mad that the mic
I'm
ain't
mad.
Yellow?
That's part of your brand. I'm mad.
Don't be mad. Forgive me, please. But not for real. Like, people would get upset. I wasn't wearing yellow, and I was like, dang, y'all, I got other things in my closet, other colors and stuff. I totally love yellow. I make it a point when people book me to come out to events to definitely wear yellow.
Absolutely.
So I don't get that, you know, feedback. I don't know what to do with this. But no, shout out to Olivia Foreman. When she had her Brushes Beauty and Bundles event, Miss E-Class, who is a radio personality, international radio personality, and just had her baby. Shout out to you.
Shout out to her, too.
Yes. E-Class was hosting the event, and I wasn't even on the itinerary. The day, it's supposed to be tomorrow, where they're having this beauty expo, but E-Class texted me, and she's like, hey, I want you to co-host with me. I was like,
you out.
I was like, you lying. And then she's like, no, show up tomorrow. And it's all the way in Carmel. And I don't know about y'all. Like, I stay on the northwest side of Indianapolis. Yeah. I've lived there my whole life, so I don't know too much about them roundabouts. Them roundabouts make me feel a little queasy. I'm like, here we go again. But when I couldn't have like something yellow on, because I think their theme was pink, and so I wore something pink, I was like, we gonna put the yellow cover over the mic. So at all times when people ask me, where's your yellow at, I'm gonna be like, it's on the mic.
It's on the mic.
Or I got it on my shoes. It's somewhere else. So that's really where the inspiration between the yellow microphone came from and how it became my brand color.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, because that was the first thing I fell in love with, that and your energy.
Thank you.
But I was able to identify you, and you know what I'm saying, just like the McDonald's sign, you know, you're able to identify. But anyway, so what motivates you? What keeps you going?
What motivates me? That I don't feel like I'm about to fail. Even if it's a moment like, dang, I could have done so much better. Even when I feel like, ugh, this is irritating, I give up, I flip the table, all that stuff. Like, I don't feel like I'm a fail.
What are you doing those days?
Those are lessons. Those are lessons. It's preparing you to go further in life. And on top of that, like, you're a parent, I'm a parent, and when my son was born, I had an emergency C-section. Actually, I was trying to have him all week. It was finals week. The next week, I was supposed to be graduating from Ivy Tech to walk the stage, but he was a NICU baby, so I'm breastfeeding. I'm on my laptop. You ain't supposed to stay in the NICU like it's a hotel room, but understand me, y'all. I was on a Wi-Fi. I was breastfeeding on one side, but I was, when I seen all them cords in his mouth, like nose and stuff like that, I was telling him, like, I was saying secret prayers and talking to him, like, let him know, like, mommy's not going to change being mommy because you're here. And I know I hear a lot of parents say, like, when I had my child, I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. No, that's not an excuse. I feel like Waleed would be the polished prince. Sorry, y'all. I feel like the polished prince would be, you know, he would be disappointed if mommy didn't go out there. Like, even he knows, he knows how to start. He starts off, every time I start recording a video, if I'm live, he'll run over. He'd be like, hey, polished people, because he knows what's up. He knows, like, mommy hosts events, mommy does interviews.
That's beautiful.
And I can say, you know what, son? I tried my very hardest. I really gave him my all. And I did what I thought was right. Mm. I stood by my morals, my ground, and I did what I thought was right. And he gonna be like, I respect you for that. I just know we gonna have this, like, mutual respect. Like,
I definitely felt that, because I literally had my daughters here with me yesterday, and I was doing an episode, and it was kind of loud and stuff, and it made me laugh, because in the middle of the episode, I'm like, hey,
you
y'all,
probably embarrassed.
I was a little bit, but I'm like, hey, that's
this
life.
Is
you
life.
Got kids,
yes.
It's real life. And I already know the listeners or anybody, they gonna understand. This is real life. I'm doing this thing. So in the middle of the episode, I was like, hey, y'all, that's my daughter. It's
chill
good.
Out. It's all good. It's all good. Yep, I know.
But so my next question, and I love that too, the motivation that you got. But my next question is, so somebody that's trying to do what you're trying to do, what advice would you give to them stepping into just that field of interviewing and networking and meeting new people and all that?
Definitely find you a mentor. And when I say find you a mentor, don't go out there on like some, you can be my mentor and you can be my mentor, because not everybody is for you, okay? Not everybody believes in what you believe in. Nobody, and if your mentor does not believe in you and what you are trying to do, they are not your mentor. That is somebody watching you to do X, Y, and Z. We ain't gonna talk about it. But when I found, like, when I told E-Class, like, I started a long time ago, just kept repeating at Ivy Tech, I was like, I really wanna host. I was already doing the interviews, but she was somebody, and she worked at a different radio station at the time from me, but she just kept sending me, like, hey, I'm going to be out of town, but I know you can rock this, or hey, these are people that have events going on, so you definitely need to tap in with them. Like, she sends me different things, and even to this day, like, she'll recommend me, she'll drop my name on Facebook. A lot of people do that right now, and, like, shout out to all of y'all in the Polished People Tribe, because literally this is a circle of life. I couldn't make it without y'all. Like, I am not self-made. I am community built.
Woo,
understand what I'm
again.
Saying.
I love that.
I am not self-made. I'm definitely community built.
I love
that. Because without y'all, the tribe members, the Polished People Tribe, I would not be where I'm at today.
Dang, you just dropped some gems. I like how you included, you know, the community with it, because a lot of people, I'm self-made. I did this on myself.
Absolutely not.
When, you know, a lot of people put into you, you know, a lot of things, recommendations, all that. But dang, so my next question is, how did you monetize, like, how would you go about monetization on our platforms? Because this is something a lot of people in our generation don't know how to do. And I'll give you an example. When we talked about it off camera, we'll talk about it on camera. Mm-hmm. So I know y'all seen this before, how it's comedians that got 1.3 million, millions of followers, but still live in their grandma's basement doing skits.
Right.
And they've been doing it for 3-4 years.
And that's because they haven't found, like, their brand, their purpose. You know what I'm saying? They just doing what they think is funny, or what they think somebody else who's watching is going to get the biggest kick out of it. You feel me? And so I don't feel like, I don't know. When I started YouTube, of course, all the skits and the comedy, but I was like, do I want to be a joke?
Yeah, you want to be taken serious?
I want to be taken serious. Absolutely. Like, because when I'm telling you that we are dope, African-American entrepreneurs, people in general are dope, I want you to feel that. And I'm serious about my business.
Absolutely.
So Right now, y'all, you should know, like, Instagram, Meta, TikTok, they working on it. YouTube, yeah. they doing something with the shorts too. I seen them drop shorts that they will be able to monetize off of that a little bit quicker. And I have seen on my YouTube channel when I dropped some shorts from Butter that they did like instantly run up. They ran those numbers up. So I think that they are giving people the platforms, like with the Reels bonuses, yeah, the creator bonuses, the mm-hmm. Reel Play and stuff. Everybody is creative. Not everybody is a creator. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Yes, you have influence.
Oh, you got to break that down. That went up my head. Everybody is creative, but not everybody is a creator.
Yes. Okay, so what I say by that is, like, you can be creative. You can be yourself. Just being yourself is enough content, you know, content mm-hmm. wise. Like for me, I know that me being a go-getter, when I post my content, people want to see me moving. They just want to mm-hmm. see me going about my day. What was that girl in the yellow wearing? That type of thing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, they don't have a niche. They kind of just like, mm-hmm. oh, this was a trendy sound, so I'm about to put something together with that, which definitely adds your personality. Definitely do that. But at the end of the day, what you just asked me, what's your purpose? What are people going to see when they see you? Like, okay, all those people doing comedies and skits and stuff. Like, I wonder if anybody has interviewed them to say, like, what is your real purpose? Do you get enough kicks off of people laughing at you?
Right, right.
And you comfortable mm-hmm. living in your grandma's basement? Mm-hmm. Like, those are some questions I would ask them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just because the reels are going up, y'all getting so many views and follower play, it does not necessarily mean that, oh yeah, I got this down pack. Because honey, I have been monetizing, like, not off of the platforms, but physically my clients pay me as a business.
And
they pay.
And you're winning on that.
Yes,
a lot of people
because
don't understand that.
I get 100% of my proceeds. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Gotta wait for Instagram to pay, but
I have accepted like the Reels Play and the Facebook monetization just because that's extra change. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I put that back into the business.
Right.
So like, I can't lose. I can't lose. Like, I can't stop, won't stop, bad boy. Hey. Like, I'm not losing. So yeah, y'all, that's what I mean by that. Like, definitely once you, everybody is creative. Everybody has influence, but not everybody is a creator, and not everybody is an influencer. It's a lot of work put behind that.
Especially the influence part. Oh my gosh.
Because if you think that I just show up, take a pretty picture, you're absolutely wrong.
It's a whole bunch of behind the scenes work going on.
The emails, the links, the changing your websites, all that stuff. I did not know exactly what I was getting into when I started like putting, oh, I'm a brand ambassador, or putting influencer on my titles mm-hmm. too. But I'm so glad that I did, because it's opening my eyes. Everything changes. Everything is different, like every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, for real? You gonna give me your product, and you gonna give me a code to tell people that they got some dollars off?
Right.
Let's run this up.
Yeah. So, with closing, we definitely gonna have to do a part two of this. But with closing, is there anything you wanna, you know, share with the people, the listeners?
Oh yes, listeners, Over the Top Podcast, Polished People. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. And most definitely, one thing that I would like to say is, if you listen to this full interview and you get to this part, I want y'all to know that a lot of my successes came from dark times in my life. Like the first no that I got from my general manager, the first bullying experience that I got, that really birthed my whole business idea and what I was going to bring forth to the table. So, of course we have our bad days, but you have to keep going. And once you keep going, fighting through whatever you working, towards, like, you're gonna succeed. You're gonna succeed. It's gonna be like, it's like your dreams. Like, you sleep, but you conscious, and it's happening. It's reality now.
Yeah.
So I just want y'all to know that it's possible. You just really gotta show up for yourself, work through those bad days, and you'll be great. And as always, I tell the polished people on my platform to stay polished, which means to keep establishing yourself and building your brand to be bigger and better. And you will.
Ooh, felt like that was for me. I took that in. But I thank you again for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And sharing all the gems, the transparency. I love when people come on and be just transparent about the things they went through, trials, tribulations. Tell them your Instagram where they can follow you. And then, yeah.
Okay, y'all. So y'all can follow me on all the platforms at The Polished Lady. That's all one word in the one word, because we didn't really break this down, but the one word, polished itself means established. I'm the first lady of my business, so that's why it's The Polished Lady, and it's solidarity, because we building talk brick by talk. Brick. Talk you understand? So, but yeah, definitely follow me. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I be trying over there. YouTube. All of that. I would love to have you guys in the tribe. I would love to share my gems and definitely tap in with the Black-owned businesses that I promote. I share with you guys because they're super, super, super amazing. I don't do this for money. I do it out of passion. This is real love. Like, I was doing it before I was making money, and I'm going to keep doing it. You feel me?
Yeah. Felt that. Well, thank y'all for listening, man. Make sure y'all tap in with another one, y'all. Peace. I hope y'all enjoyed that episode. Look, I want y'all to go check out my book, which is called Keys to Elevate. 3 powerful chapters: environment, positive thinking, and intentional action. These are the keys to elevate. This is just my philosophy. I feel like it'll help a lot of people out. And it's only $9.99, which is $10 going to invest into yourself. You can grab that in my link in my bio on Instagram. My Instagram name is _IamDeMond. Go check that out. I promise you won't regret it. If you enjoyed this podcast and you always wondered how you can support this podcast, you can give a small donation to the Cash App. The Cash App name is OTT Podcast. Thanks again for tapping in. Tap in with another one.